But today's shiur is Le'ilu Nishmas of Kalman ben Rav David. Rav David Friedland is father's chayin levacha. Shomish and Avin Aliyah. Yeshus Mugeinu Harav. The Morgan Avraham in Simon Tov Reish Lamed Zayin Sif Kotten Gimel brings down the Shittas Yireim. The Yireim holds that even if Gezel Akum is Mutter, there's a machloikus in the Gemara if Gezel Akum is Mutter, if Gezel Akum is Osa. Even if, according to the Manda Omar, that Gezel Akum is Mutter, nevertheless, if someone steals from a guy, it doesn't become his. And it'd be Mutter for someone else to take it away from him, because it's still stolen. It's not an Issa, according to that Manda Omar. But it doesn't become his. And if someone steals from a guy, Reuven can come along and grab it away from the person who stole it, because it's not his. Even though he has the right to use it, and he wasn't even Issa, but it doesn't become... He's not the bailim over it. Someone else can grab it away from him. Stolen. And of course, the nafka mina is legabe lechem, which you need for the first day when it doesn't fall on Shabbos, on chutz l'aretz. Today, you need lechem for arba minim. So, if gezel, which is pasul, if he stole it from a guy, even according to the mandama, gezel akum is muta, on the first day, you wouldn't be able to be yotzer. Because it's not lachem. On the second day, with shaul is kosher, doesn't have to be lachem. The whole problem of a lulav agazel, says the Gemara, is al mitzvah bar baveya. So there won't be a mitzvah bar baveya. According to the man's arm, a gezel akum is mutter. Important to point out that the Yireim, who holds gezel akum is mutter, he said, ubilvad shelo yechilul Hashem. Avad, if you're going to be goyim, mechilul Hashem, by stealing from a guy, avad it's also al chilul Hashem. He's talking about mitzvah de issa gezeila. Al kaponim, that's the chiddush of the Yireim, that even though gezel akum is muta, but nevertheless what you stole doesn't become yours, and therefore you will not be able to be yoitza the din lochem by abamin. So the Avnei Meluim says that the chayre has a raya that the Rambam disagrees with this Yireim. How come? There's a Gemara in Sukkot Daf Lamed Hei. The Mishnah says an esrog of Ola is possible for to be yotzer the mitzvah. So the Gemara asks why. So the Gemara says in Daf Lamed Hei in Sukkah, Pliga bo rabchir ba ovin va rabasi. The machlok is amirom, why an esrog of Ola is possible. Chad oma lefisha ein bo heter achila, v'chad oma lefisha ein bo din mom. One man says, since you can't eat it, Ola is also bachila and bahana, since you can't eat it, so has no heter achila, therefore you can't be yotzer. Why do you have to be able to eat it? So Rashi says, because of lachem. Because of lachem. Why, if you can't eat it, is it lacking in lachem? Says Rashi, v'rachmona oma lachem, haro lachem b'chol darkei hanosli. You have to be able to use it for all the ways you can use it. So if you can't eat it, so that's lacking in lachem. You can't use it for the hano of eating it, so that's not lachem. That's one mandoma. The other mandoma says, because the fisha ain't bought din moment. That it has no din moment. Rashi says, why is there no din moment? Because it's not worth a pruta. Since it's not worth a pruta, it's also banos, it's not worth a pruta. So mela, therefore, it's not called lachem. So the Gemara comes out the maskana that everyone holds you need a heter achila. Everyone holds you need a heter achila. The Gemara thought that the mandoma says you need heter achila, does not need to be a din moment, and according to man din moment, you didn't need to be heter achila. Meila, why the kasha is from tevel? Tevel is lochem, but it's not heter achila, but it is yours because not from tevel, from truma to meyer. Truma to meyer, the kohen can use it for hadlaka, so it is lochem, but you can't eat it. So why is it possible? Mishnah said it's possible. Moses says everyone holds you need a heter achila. Everyone's worried if you can't eat the thing, it's also ba'achila, therefore it's not lachem, it's lacking a lachem. Machlokes is if you also need to have a din momen as well. If you have din momen, what's the nafka mina? What's the nafka mina is maisa sheni, an esrog of maisa sheni. The person was mafrish from his tevel, maisa sheni. So he has an esrog of maisa sheni. And he's in Yerushalayim. So in Yerushalayim, you can eat the maisa sheni. But is maisa sheni your momen? So it's a machlokes, Lamein of Yehuda. First Mishnah in the Sechta's maisa sheni. That Rameya holds, Maisa Sheini is momen gevoya. It's not your money. But you have a heter achila. That's what you do with Maisa Sheini. The mitzvah is to eat it in Yerushalayim. Can you be yoitza, the mitzvah of Arba Minim, with an esrog of Maisa Sheini? So the Gemara says, this is an afkamina between the two mandamim. According to the mandame, you need heter. According to a mayor, holds this woman gavaya. According to the mandame, you have to have heter achila. You have heter achila, so you can be yotze with the esed of ma'aser sheiv. According to the mandame, you need din mammon, has to be your mammon, since it's mammon gavaya. So therefore, you won't be able to be yotze because you need a din mammon besides for the halacha of heter achila. That is the Gemara. The Rambam paskens the ma'aser sheiv is mammon gavaya, and the Rambam paskens also that you can be yotze with an esrog of Maisa Sheni. With an esrog of Maisa Sheni. So, the Avnei Meluim says that L'chayra, see from here, the halacha is that even though you don't own it, it's not yours, it's Mormon Gavaya. But nevertheless, you have a heter achila. So you can be yoitza. So Memela says the Avnei Meluim, so why would there be a problem with an esrog which you stole from a guy? You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to know it's a gazel, and you're allowed to use it. But just it's lacking in yours, it's not yours. Someone else can grab it away from you, even though you stole it and you can use it, and gazel happens mutter, but it doesn't become yours because it's stolen. There's no itzah, but it's not yours. So someone can take it away from you. So Mamela what? It's lacking in Lachem, says the Uraim. Says the Avnei Meluim, the Rambam would argue on this, because the Rambam passes, going to the Mandoma, makes me shame, this Mamma Gavaya, and you can use it because it has a heter achila. Has a heter achila, even though it's not yours, the same thing would be begezel akum. You have a heter achila, there's nothing wrong eating this esrog. So Mela, why can't you use it? It's not yours, not your mammon. So what? Makes me shame is also not your mammon. That's the taina of the Avnei Meluim, that the, on the Mogen Avram, kind of brings down the Uraim la'locha, the Rambam argues, makes me shame, Ibu Yushalayim, this Mamma Gavaya, it's not yours, but since you can eat it, you can be yotza. So the same thing should be begezela. So l'chayla, this Avnei Meluim is very shver. Because, comes up on the Avnei Meluim, that the fact that you can eat it is enough. Even though it's not your mammon, but because it's mutter to eat, there's no issur to eat it, that's enough to be able to come to this mandama, it's enough to be yotze. L'chayla, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that it has to be yours for eating. It has to be yours for eating. That means Maisa Sheni, even though it's mammon, you have to be the bailim over. The chiddush of calling to the mandama hetachila means it doesn't have to be totally yours. It doesn't have to be your mammon that you can be mekadosh and isha with it. It's not your mammon to be mekadosh and isha. But for eating, it's your mammon. It's your mammon. Maisa Sheni, it's mevuyah in the Brisker Rav, says Gesheni's father, Rab Chaim, that's mevuyah in the Rambam, the Maisa Sheni, even the mandama mammon gavoya, but for what it's used for, what the Torah tells you to do, it's your mammon tap achila. Tap achila, it's your mammon. Mammon gavoya means it's mugbal. Your mammon is not like something which is totally yours, and you're the total bailus for every use. No, ma'aser sheni mammon gavoya, your bailus is mugbal. But for achila, you can't be mekadosh an issue with it. Right? The Rambam's lashon is, someone's mekadosh an issue with ma'aser sheni, she's not mukudeshes. Because the Torah didn't give it to you for l'chol tzirachos. Didn't give you the chol tzrachos. So Reb Chaim is mitayik from this Rambam. You mean, well, didn't give it to you the chol tzrachos? It's mammon gavoya. The Rambam passes mammon gavoya. No, the Torah didn't give you the chol tzrachos. Means it's not your money to mekadosh isha. Mekadosh isha has to be your money. But for what it is given, for what my sheni is nitan for achila and shtia, it is your mammon. You own it for achila. So Mela, that's the reason why my sheni, even though it's called mammon gavoya, but since it's mutar ba'achila, you can be yaisa because it's you're the bailim for the achila. But not just the fact that you can eat it, even not the bailim, that would be enough to be yotza. Of course it's a din in achila. It's a din in lachem. Lachem for achila is enough. The other mandam holds has to be totally yours. You can't be yotza with the ma'aser sheni, called the mandam and gavoya, even though it's yours for achila. It has to be totally your, you have to be totally the bailim over it. But therefore, the Uraim, the Rambam can hold like the Uraim, because the Uraim's chiddush is, if you steal from a guy, even though you're allowed to eat it. Why? Because the only reason why I'm not allowed to eat something which belongs to you, because it's gezel. But if gezel is mutter, there's nothing stopping me from eating it. But it's still not mine. It's still not mine. How can I eat it? Because there's no it's a gezela. But it's not yours. The chiddush of the Uraim is that you don't own it and anyone else can grab it. You grab this thing from a guy, gezel is mutter, was no chilul Hashem, I can take it away from you. I stole it because it belongs to you. But therefore you can't be yaitzah. Because it's not lechem even for achila. And then man the you need heter achila doesn't mean just the fact that mutter b'achila is enough. I can eat it. No, it has to be yours for achila. It doesn't have to be yours totally. Mammon gavoya is not yours totally, but it is yours for what it's given for. So memela, the Avnei Meluim, the Zechayda,
a chiddush. I mean, the room seems to be done a lot like that. Al Kaponis will answer why the Magen Avraham does bring down the UAB, even though we pass the Ma'aseh Shem Amun Gavayin, it could be Yosef Esim. Because of that, it's Yosef Achila. Masha in Cain, if Gezel Atlum is Mutter, but the chiddush of the UAB is, we soon see the Rai of the UAB, that doesn't be yours at all. It's not even yours, Trachila. You just have no issa to eat it. Therefore, you can't be yet. But I want to bring a few rayas to this yisoid. That the fact that you can just eat an estrog, even according to the Madam Heter Achila, that doesn't make it lochem. In other words, that's not enough, the Heter Achila. It means that it's lochem for Achila. Chayra, you can bring a few rayas for this. Oh. We all know that on the first day Yom Tov, when you need lochem, so you can't be Yosef Rishon, because it has to be yours. According to the Havon of the Avnei Meluim, why could it be Yosef Rishon? Has no Het Achil, I'm not allowed to eat it. Oh, I can't eat it, because I have to give it back. Oh. But Tosfos is Mechadish, right. Havon is but Shal not, yeah, Chol Shal you can't eat it. But, there should be no problem of Het Achil. Why? The Mishnah says that you can use an Esed of Truma Tehoira. Koyin has an esrog of not a koyin. Mishnah says an esrog of truma tahira is muta. First was mafresh truma from his tevel. He has an esrog. You can use it. Says Tois is a chiddush. Why can you use it? Why can you? We're talking about an esrog, so it's mavoyin Rambam that not only a koyin can use it. Yisrael, who owns an esrog of truma, he yashed it from his grandfather on his mother's side. He's not a koyin. He's a Yisrael, but he yashed it. That's always the case of the Gemara, how Yisrael owns Truma. He yashin it from his grandfather. He's not kind because it's his mother's father. He owns it. I has no Heter Achila. Zok Tosfos, Heter Achila doesn't have to be that you can eat it. As long as there is a Heter Achila. As long as there's a Heter Achila, a Kayan can eat this Esrog. Because the Kayan is allowed to eat Truma. You have an Issa to eat it because the Zah is not allowed to eat Truma. That's called Heter Achila. What? Why? Because you... Why? Because you give it to him.
Yes,
that's
made by the person.
By Shaul?
Yeah, by Shaul.
By Shaul, why isn't
it
enough? Not
mine.
That's exactly what I want to bring a raya to. Did that come? That has a heter achila. That's it. Right? That's right. That's exactly what I'm bringing a raya to. I'm bringing a raya, not like the Avnei Meluim. The Avnei Meluim says it's enough, heter achila. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. The Baal, the Amnon and Abnum Luim says, the fact that you have a Heter Achila, it's enough. You have to be a Baalim for the Heter Achila, he's not the Baalim. Loi the Abnum Luim, my question is, Loi the Abnum Luim, you should be able to be Yotzu or the Esrog of Shaul. Why? Heter Achila. Ah, you can't eat it, but you have to give it back. The Mashal can eat it. So why is it not enough that there's a Heter Achila on it? The answer is, like the Rob said, that's exactly what I'm trying to bring a riot to. That it's not enough that you have a Heter Achila, and therefore someone else has a Heter Achila, it's also good. Like the case of the Truma. You have to be the Bailim to have a Heter Achila. And you're not the Bailim. The Shoyal, by the Truma, you own the Truma, and you have a Heter Achila, like the Rob explained, because you have a Lechem in it for Achila, because you give it to someone else. Like that, you have to eat it, you have an Issa to eat it, but it's yours. Legaba Achila, because you give it to someone else, they might give it to a Koy. But by Shoyal, you don't own it, Bechlau, for Achila. But the Avnei Meluim was saying not like that. The Avnei Meluim was saying that even if, the Avnei Meluim was saying like this, even if the Urayim's right? Even if we hold like the Urayim, and if you steal from a guy, it's not yours, even if Gezel Atlum's mutter, you don't own it. But still, Avnei Heter Achila, that should be enough. So Shaul should be okay. So that's a raya that you have to own it for Achila. And you have to be the Bailim for Achila. And Gezel Atlum, you don't own the Bailim for Achila. But Maisha is saying you do own it for Achila. And Shaul, you're not Yosef, because you don't own it for Achila, even if someone else can eat it. Oh! We're going to come to the Rai from Tolom Alachzit. Very good. That's my third Rai. That's right. The truma is also for you to eat. Truma is also for you to eat. No. What's a chilek? What's a chilek? Tosfos says, you don't own it for eating. You don't own it for eating. Okay. Maybe it's Heret Adam Nuhum, but it's L'chayot enough to say. Yeah. Okay. So maybe the other guys also will with that mahalach. Maybe he's saying that both you need. You can't have just one by itself. The chayyuk comes to the Avnei Meluim. It's enough to be able to that you have a heter achila. Another raya is that Tosfos says that an esrog, a similar raya, an esrog of tevel. Tosfos wants to know why an esrog of tevel you can't be yotzer. Why can't be yotzer an esrog of tevel? So the Shagasai and the Kappas Mom say, what do you mean? Because you can't eat it. The answer is no, you can, because you can be mafresh truma, and therefore it's not called a heter achila. So why can't you be yotzer?
So Tosfos says, because this is talking about tevel, which you're going to have to give the koyin in the truma, it's because the koyin has a shutzfus in this esrog. An esrog of shnei shutzfin can't be yotze, because the whole thing doesn't belong to you. Two people buy an esrog of shutzfus, the first day they can't be yotze, they're just a machna to each other. Because you don't own the whole esrog. Each one owns part of the esrog. So Tosfos says, the esrog of tevel is a shutzfus with the koyin. But the fact that you can't eat it because it's tevel, says the Shagasari in the Kabbalah tomorrow, you can be mafush, so therefore does have a hetzer. So again, so why can't you be yetzer with an esed of tevel? Because there's a chelik of the esed which belongs to the koyin, the trumish boy. But the koyin can eat it because he can be mafush. So memela, if you only need hetzer achila, she'll be able to be yetzer with an esed of tevel, because I'm a shutter with an esed which she can eat. Ah, if you mafush truma, I have to give it to the koyin. Taisa says, if you can give it to the koyin, if you can give it to the koyin, that's also called heter achila. So again, you're going to say the same inside. You have to own it for achila. Taisa only said it when you own it for achila. Right. And then, maybe that's takip shat and Taisa. How goofy, see, not like the avne meluim. What? Because of shutzu. No, because there's talking about truma that you own the truma. The case where you own it. You yashim. Only problem is heter achila, you give it to a koyin. Right? So, but tevel, yeah, by tevel, you don't own it. So you should. So what if you should? If you have heter achila, you can't eat it. The gabba tevel can be mafwish, and the gabba truma, when you are mafwish, you have heter achila. What do you have in lechem? That's right, sure. For heter, if you have a heter achila. Yeah, there is. Ola. Ola. Okay. Tsunami. Tsunami. So you have to take on it. So what are you saying? You're saying that you have to own it, the gabba, give it to someone else. According to the Abne Meluim, understood, if you need heter achila, you don't need lechem, and heter achila is enough.
No.
You mean the tzvara of Tosfos, the gift to someone else, can only be a bialim. That's what you say. The same, but if there's a din, you have to be a bialim to be able to eat it. So the vault of achilas bialim, where does this new din come from? That's what I'll say to you. I'd say, if I say chilas, but where does this new din come from? That you have to be a bialim to be able to give to someone else, because you can michael to someone else. Going to the Abdim Loom, there's one din. Heter achila. There's no din, you have to have to own it. You have to have heter achila. If you can eat it, that's called lachem. Something you can eat is called lachem, even though you don't own it. Right? And the third raya is a chayy from matala matlahachse you mentioned. Matala matlahachse, if there's only a din that you have to have a heter achila, so elecham tomas achse shmo matana, so it's yours, but you can't eat it. If tomas matlahachse, if you eat it, so you can't give it back to me. If you can't give it back to me, you can't make it tonight, so it's not yours. So why is matala matlahachse good? If there's no din momentous, if it's only a heter achila, why is it not good? Why is it good? Why is shmo matana and it's called lechem? I don't have a heter achila. The tarot says, no, there's no din heter achila. It has to be yours for heter achila. So since matan ma'at, shema matan is called yours. The only reason why you can't eat it because you won't do mekayim, but it's mekayim yotzna, but the etzem it's yours. No, but every matan ma'at, you don't have a heter achila. So how does it work? And matan ma'at does work. The answer is, it works because you're the bailim. You're the total bailim. As bailim, you can eat it. Yes, you are bailim to eat it. You're only going to have a problem. If you eat it, you won't be able to be mekayim yotzna. So you can eat it. Because you are bailim. That's saying to why. Because that's the whole point. Exactly. You bring out the good point. The point is over here, there's nothing you have to have to eat it. Someone had a shayla. He had an esrog underneath his bed. He slept on the bed and had an esrog. You know the din is, you have something underneath your bed, you can't eat it. So the problem, now what is the God pastor? Can't eat it, you'd have to achila. So the tarot is about this mutter, because there's no lacking in bailim to the gabba hetzer. Maybe come to the avnei meluim will be a problem. Can't eat it. But what I'm saying is about this seder. Because the reason why you can't eat it is because there's a ruach tum in it, not because you're lacking in bailim. The same thing in matan maslahachse. You are the bailim on this esrog totally. Lashor, when I give it to you, you can eat it. As bailim, you are the bailim for eating it. Yeah. You won't be able to do it tonight. That's the sugi of tnai. Tnai, milsach, ritihi, you're the total bailim for eating it. If you don't, you eat it, you won't be able to climb the tnai, but you are the bailim. Yeah? Right. But you are the bailim. No. So the words are, you are the bailim for eating it. You are the bailim for eating it. You own this totally 100%. Because that's the chiddush matan. That's the shema matan. You are the bailim for eating it. You'll get into a thing. No, not just edible. You're the bailim for eating it. You're the bailim. It's yours. You're the bailim. Just if you eat it, you won't be a gan of the etzim start eating it. Only because, and I never gave it to you, I'll say tonight. It's called tnai mil sachriti. You look at it as a separate thing, but you are the bailim. I call upon him. Maybe that's the whole gufa, the raya. You're telling me that, no, only if you're bailim, then it helps to go and give it to a coin. If it's loy bailim, no, heter achila just means you have to be able to eat it, you're not the bailim on it. That's what he says. No, he argues on the Iranian. Okay? So there's two dinim. You're saying a kiddush, there's two dinim. There's one din, heter b'koyel, And there's enough halacha that if it's yours for achila, and then it helps even to give it someone. Are you saying a chiddush? Very good.
Right.
That's right. There you can do about the bailim. He your bailim, but you can't the pilot. Yeah. What? Yeah. Okay. Very good. That's wrong. Very good. Say that. That's why we say this you until. Okay. I call upon him. That's one. That's the first chiddush. Another ha'ara is that in the Mogen Avram, very difficult Mogen Avram, Shekel, but he comes out that Rashi argues on this. Rashi argues on the Iman. And Rashi holds that if it would be Gezel Akum, it would be Lachem. There's no din that Gezel Akum, it's Mutter, it's still not Lachem. It becomes yours if it's Mutter. You can eat it, it's yours. What's the guy from the Rashi? Which Rashi? That the Sugya of Avankara, the famous Sugya in Lulav HaGozel over the Avankari. It's famous because people who start Lulav HaGozel get to the, at least to the sugya of Avankari. And there, Rav Huna tells the people who sell Hadassim, they should not, from the Goyim, they should not cut them. Because Goyim steal Kalka, and even if the Goy who he stole it from was Meyayish, Kalka ain't an exeller, so the Yish doesn't work. Because Kalka ain't an exeller, it's still Bishus of the Nigzal. So Memela, if you cut them, so the Yush will only take action when you make it oiskata, when you become polished. So therefore, you won't be able to be koina then with the Yush, because Yush itself is not koina. The Gemara says, well, there'll be Yush and he'll give it to sell him to the other Yid. He'll sell the things, so it's Yush and Shinu Yishos. So the Gemara says, the ones which the Avanka need themselves. That's what he was telling. The ones you're going to use, right? Because people who sell Dasim also use Hadassim. For those ones, he won't be koyin because no shinus rishos, because the yish happened by him. That's the sugyas hagemara. Rashi says that these goyim steal karka, and maybe he stole it from a yid. Maybe he stole this karka from a yid. As I say to Rashi, v'shema oisa karka yisrael haba. Maybe he stole it from a yid. So that goyim say, why did Rashi have to say maybe he stole it from a yid? And if he stole it from a goy, there also be a problem. So the answer, because Rashi wants to learn the sugya, even according to the mandom, gezel akum is mutter. Even according to the mandom, gezel akum is mutter. Yeah. So you still have this din that you should not cut the adasim, that you should be by them. The goyim cut them, and then you should be by the goyim. Why? Because if it be karka from a goy, then according to the mandom, gezel akum is mutter, it wouldn't be a problem. That's what the Mogen Avraham is learning pshat in Rashi. Okay? So gezel akum is mutter. So therefore you wouldn't need this whole thing. So Melech says that Mogen Avraham, Master Shekel explains this, that if he would hold like the Urayim, you still would have to make sure that the goy cuts them, because they're not lachem. Hadassim also have to be lachem. You have to own the hadassim. So even if gezel akum is mutter, and this whole cow was stolen from a goy, but it's gezel akum. And if gezel akum, even its mutter, doesn't become lachem. And you need to be lachem. So therefore, why, according to the mandom of Gezel Akum, is mutter, the sugya wouldn't apply. It would apply. You still would have to have yish v'shinu rishus. According to the Urayim, you still need yish v'shinu rishus. Because Gezel Akum doesn't make it lochem, even though it's mutter. So you see that Rashi is arguing, and he would hold, if Gezel Akum is mutter, it would be lochem. It's mutter, you can steal it, and you can eat it, and it's yours. And therefore, Rashi has to explain that Gezel Akum is that this character is from a yid, so my gezel yisrael, and therefore won't be lechem, only be yishin shinu rishus, and therefore the goy has to cut it. That you should be by the goy, and then when he gives it to you, it'll be shinu rishus. Maybe you're kind of that. That's the chayra raya that Rashi argues on the Urayim. So the chayra suggests the teretz that maybe Rashi can hold like the Urayim, and even if gezel akum is muta, still not lechem. So if that's true, so why do Rashi say Gezel Yisrael? Because if it be Gezel Akum, it's Mutter, you won't need this whole problem. Because the whole reason why Yiyush is not Koina, because it's Bisura Osa Leyodah. That's what the Gemara says, famous Gemara, and Aveda, Yiyush does work, because Behetei Osa Leyodah, because you picked it up, and then he was Meyayish. But Gezel is Bisura Osa Leyodah. So Memeila, if Gezel Akum is Mutter, so therefore it's Behetei Osa Leyodah. So Yiyush would be Koina. If you should be kind, because it's Batei, also the other. So Memela, even though Rashi cannot like the Urim, and stealing from a goy, even if it's mutter, doesn't make it lochem. So why do the Rav Huna tell these Avankari to go and tell the goyim to do it, if it doesn't become lochem? Because then the Yush alone would be kind. I'd be mitzvah ba'aba vega. No, it's not mitzvah ba'aba vega, because gezalakum is mutter. So maybe it's not mochach that Rashi argues with the Urayim. Really, if you steal from a guy, it doesn't become yours. But if this would be gezalakum, so the yeast would work. So if, let him cut them. As soon as the yeast cuts them, they're not kalka anymore. They're not b'chuba l'kalka. They're metalka, so the yeast would work. I.e., yeast doesn't work by gezela. That's because we still also the other, but he's b'tei also the other. So that l'chayra would stand for. The only shaila is, the Urayim brings a rai from this Gemara to his chiddush. The Urayim's chiddush, that gezalakum is mutter. Even if it's mutta, it doesn't become yours, brings it right from this Gemara.
That was the event
that the Yeah, that's what the Chosh should be. That's right. But the problem is that the Uriah brings a Uriah from this Gemara Gufa. But so, the list of the Uriah, Tav Chof Beis. You have to be careful not to steal a Dalad Minim. Even from a Goy. Even though Gezel Akum is Mutter, so what's the problem taking out the meaning from a Goy, if it's Mutter? Kol kama de loy nafik mushus over kechavim loy mikro lachem. Kol zman you're not kind of them, it's not lachem. This is the chiddush of the Urayim. Even though Gezel Akum is Mutter, they don't become lachem. What is Raya? The Omer of Huna, lahana de mezavna of Ankui, the people who sold these Hadassim, when he's a venezuela with the kechavim, brings down the Gemara, the citizen has some, you shouldn't cut them, let the Goy cut them, my time. Stam Knainin Gazla Aganinu, Goyim steal Kalka, the Kalka in Exeles, Hilchot Ligzu Inu, they have to cut them, the Goyim, that the year should be in there, but Yodi today by the Goyim, and then it'll be Shinu Shus by you. Right. Have a Lizon, have a year should find the Yodi the banker, the Shinu Shus, the Yodi did on. For Shari. So year doesn't help, but you without Shinu Shus, maybe not Koina. Oh. So Vishma Mino, Mehocha, Gazel Knaini Shari. Why? Because he asks the question, because if not, what would help that if the Yidden, the Goyim cut them? The Goyim cut them, and you only come to Bishinu Ishus. It's still a mitzvah bar b'aveira. That's what he asks. It's a mitzvah bar b'aveira. The halacha king le b'sinele mishu mitzvah bar b'aveira. Right? So he's telling, be careful for lachem, because maybe it's stolen. No. So that means b'choshes that maybe it's stolen, because otherwise it wouldn't be lachem if you cut them. So b'meila, he asks the question, okay, but still mitzvah bar b'aveira. What? Well, you say there's no chash of mitzvah aveira because it's only a chashash it's stolen. I mean, Rashi also asked the question for mitzvah bar b'aveira. Yeah? Well, maybe the shayg is also mitzvah bar b'aveira. Huh? I think it is. Yeah? Shayg is also mitzvah bar b'aveira. It's only a chashash ba'alma, and like b'chem yechosh, and like mitzvah bar b'aveira. Yeah? Why are yechosh more for the lechem than the mitzvah bar b'aveira? They're both possible. Top, you're right. I mean, they asked this question about why nechosh. I'll call upon him. The Urayim brings a rai from this Gemara to his Yisoid, because he says that this kalka was not stolen from a Yid. Because if it be stolen from a Yid, even if you do this whole thing, that the Goyim cut them, it still be a mitzvah bar b'aveira. Right? It'll be a mitzvah bar b'aveira. Even if the Goy cuts it. Yeah, so the Machlev Yisoid him after Yishin Yishus, the whole still be a mitzvah bar b'aveira. Right, somebody showed him, oh, since already by you, it's yours. Gone. But the Urayim learns that the blibes a mitzvah bar b'aveira. So maybe he's talking about Gezel Akum. It's going to man on the Gezel Akum's mutter. There's no mitzvah bar b'aveira. So why do you have to be kind of them? So why do you have to be kind of Yishin Yishus? It's a raya that even if Gezel Akum's mutter, he's still not kind of. Yeah? The Yish is not chal. So the question is, but why would he hold like this? So why would the Yish not be chal? Let them cut them. And as soon as you cut them, they're a Yayish. And now the Yish would work as not kalka, and you'd be kainer. You would be kainer. Because it's not Bisura Seleyode. The way I've entered Rashi, I'm asking now on the Urayim. According to the Urayim, we learned the Sugi is talking about Gezel Akum. Because if it's a Gezel of Yisrael, it'll be a mitzvah habar b'aveira. So it wouldn't help you even if they cut them, because it's still a mitzvah habar b'aveira. Yeah, not like Rashi. Rashi Taka says, Rashi says, Yishin Yerushos, and the Cham is no mitzvah habar b'aveira. Yeah, yeah. Rashi says, Yishin Yerushos, if the Yish alone would be koyim. Yeah, because then you're doing the Maisa Gezela. But the Urayim is not like that. There's a bit of problem, mitzvah habar b'aveira. So if it's a mitzvah habar b'aveira, so we're talking about Gezel Akum. Gezel Akum is no aveira. So why do the Goyim have to cut it? Because if you cut it, the Yish would be by you. And you wouldn't have a Shinu Rishus. You're kind of, because so that, I just want to say, maybe the Goyim learned Bisua Suliyodi differently. There's an Estivus who holds that Bisua Suliyodi is, the Yisrael of Zoya Losyodi means, if you, by Aveda, there's no Bisua Suliyodi, because you weren't Goyim that the Bailim should be Meyayish. You weren't Goyim. It's got lost. It was Meyayish. But by Gezela, you were Goyim. You were going on that he should be made. That's the Yisrael of Yisrael. You steal something because you stole it. because you stole it, therefore I'm a yaish. That's b'suah of the yodik. After they kach, I didn't see this in Fush and the Sivas, but the Emoish and the Stipler say that even if the Bailim see you going to steal, he hasn't even picked it up, the Gazman hasn't picked it up yet, but he sees he's going to steal it, and he knows he's not going to get it back from him, so he's miyayish. A minute later, he picks it up, you're not kind of miyayish. Aye, but tell you also the other day, by the time you picked it up, was ready miyayish? No, because the Gazman was going in miyayish. So made a best of shot, so what did over here? Even if, even though it's Gezelakum, and but still would be called, and the Gezelakum's mutter, it still would be called Bisur Asil Yodoi. Why? Because by you cutting that dafim, you were going with him to be Meyayish. Because till now, yeah, even though he was Meyayish already, Elechalam, in Lomdus, he was Meyayish. You were going to Meyayish, he was Meyayish. You mean you're saying he's Meyayish, I hear. He was Meyayish already when it was a kak, nothing to do with him. The goy basis was tutsach, yeah, yish, he doesn't kak in exelus. But lemaita, you were going that the yish should be chal. And if you are going that you should be chal, memela, that's why before Mesir Osaliyodah, and therefore the rain can learn that Zonam Anam Agezel Akum Mutter, and therefore you still need the kinyon, because it's not called lochem, and you're not going to be yish greater because you were going the yish. Goda? Time? Oh. So, yesterday we learned, and today in Chutzlas, we learned the Parshas of Moedas and Parshas Emoi. So we start with the Korbanos. So the question is, why do when we start the Parsha from Moedas Hashem, Ashetikru Oysom? We first start with Shoye Chesed Ki Yivoleid, Voyeshiv Asom Atachas Imoi. What Shaykhas has the Kotchim to do with Moedas? So the Sforna says, the Gewaltige chat. After we finish talking about Kabbonos and the Kaidim Umak of them, which the Kabbonos are going to Hashra Tashchino. The Tachlis of Kabbonos is that it should be Hashra Tashchino be Yisroel. So then afterwards he talks about the Moyadim. Because on the Moyadim, the Tachlis of Moyadim, that you should be Shoivis from Moyad, on Moyadim, is that there should be Hashra Tashchino by the Moyadim, by the Om Toivim. How we goyim Hashras Hashchina by the Moyadim? He says, because since it's also the Malacha, so you have time to learn. You have time to learn Torah. And therefore, by learning Torah, we'll be goyim Hashras Hashchina. So the union of Moyadim, says the Sfuna, is that to be goyim Hashras Hashchina, like the Korbanos. So the Lagdoma to the Moyadim is the Korbanos, like that the Korbanos is going to Shor Sashchina in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Moyadim, when you shave us from a locha, that is going to Shor Sashchina, Zokta Sfuna, Al Yidei, Eisu Katoyu. For Yehesku Kulu Lashem, for Lashem, for Kulam Batoyu. That's the Kulam Batoyu. So that's what's going on, the Ashraa Sashchina. Just like the Korbanos are going to Ashraa Sashchina, the Moyadim are going to Ashraa Sashchina. So even the Sfuna Moedik, the Tachlis of the Moedim is Lashik Betoya to be Goyim Ashraas Hashchina. Also Rabbeinu Yonis says that in Ovis, HaMechalel Es HaKodshim HaMavaz Es HaMoedah Es Eina Cholik Ma'abo. Some of Zeh Lo Zeh, because it's the same Inyan. Kodshim and the Moedah is to bring, he doesn't mention Ashraas Hashchina, but they're both Kodesh LaHashem, and therefore he was showing with those two things together. In Yalkut says, we all know that Torah is, and that's the pshat also, just like the Korbanos, you have to be makrish them for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Talidei you are Frosha, that's the thing, same thing with my Moyadois. You have to be makrish the Moyadois that should be Kodesh LaHashem, which is there, Talidei, Torah, and Tefillah. Torah is Nimshel Lamayim. Learn from the Pasuk in Yishaya, Hoy Kol Tomei Lechu Lamayim. So, one of the reasons why Torah is Nimshel Lamayim, so the Yalkut says, My Mayim, Megadlin Et Hatzmochim, it's like Mayim is Megadl, makes the vegetation grow. After the Torah, Megadlin, call Misha Omal Bohem. Torah is Megadl, the person, and if someone toils in Torah. So I saw a book from Ramosha Soloveitchik, Zichon Lebrocha. He says that the etzem, that Mayim doesn't really make the tzmochim grow. It's the earth. The Adoma has all those rich minerals which make things grow. The Mayim makes the chibul between the earth and the tzmochim, that it should become soft, and memela it grows. So he says, that's the same Yisoid, that's the Nimshal Lamayim. There's Moyedika Ruchmius Dika Shpoit, that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be Mashbia on Klal Yisrael. So how do you have Shaykhah to them? How can you become Mushba? Alidei Toira. The Toira is the chibur we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be Mashbia on us. All those, all these Moedika Malas which on Shomayim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mashbia, the chibur is Alidei Toira. And so that's the chat that my mayim, that's a mayim toyer nimshel mayim, my mayim megadlim is atzmochim. That's the chibur between the moedik of koyches the earth has to bring out this koyches onto the tzmochim. That's what toyer also has the koyach to bring from Hakadosh Baruch Hu to make Hakadosh Baruch Hu to mashpia all these ruchnis dikin yonis. Maybe that's taka also some of the inyan of nitzach hamayim, the grace of simcha of nitzach hamayim, because the nitzach hamayim. Is Torah Shel Bal Peh. The Tzoykim argued on it. The Tzoykim didn't hold of the Nisach Man. Didn't say in the Torah. It's on the Eremes. So the Moedig of Simcha was, you did Nisach HaMayim, that's the Amal and Torah Shel Bal Peh. The Ikka Limud HaTorah, which has all these Mailas, that Mailas in Torah Shel Bal Peh. So that's Taka the Simcha of the Nisach HaMayim. So Ishtaka B'Zoycha, Shtarach, to the Grove, Meisim V'Meis, who arranges all these Shiurim, the Ikka Tachlis of the Yom Tovim, is taka for the Omul Batoira to have the Kedusha of the Yomim Toivim and Ashpois, Haruchnias, Alidei Toira, Ishtake Bizoicha, Tavasros, Shechina, Ishtake Bizoicha, to the Gulish Shalema, Bin Beit Amigdosh, Mehev Yameinu, Amen.
Amen.